Hello, Matt. Are you all right? You seem tired, perhaps. When was the last time you took a break? I know I've mentioned to you before. I admire your determination, but taking breaks and resting is important not just for your body, but for your mind as well. Even though I'm sure your godly bodies are stronger than us mere mortals, still, I would hate to see you burned out. You found something. What could it be this time? For me, I fear that you spoil me. Thank you. I'm not very good at receiving gifts or knowing what to say. Pat has pointed it out. He seems to think it comes from some sort of feeling within me that I... He seems to think that I think that I don't deserve things or kindness. But he's right. Thank you. I don't have anything to give you. I understand that the point of gift giving is not to expect something in return. Still, you've given me so many things now, I feel a little bad I cannot provide you with anything. Well, if you want to see it as thank you gifts for me training you, your father was already paying me for that, though. Even if the payment be Pat's safety. And even if, after a while, didn't much feel like work. As you know, I grew quite fond of you. And I suppose it's normal to buy loved ones gifts. Seeing as, well, I think it's safe to say I'm more than a mentor to you now. And that you're more than my prince and my god. That we're friends, or more, if you will. If that's not too bold to say. No, I suppose. I suppose we can say whatever we like around one another. Even if your father is within earshot. I don't fancy losing my job yet. Still, I do hope you didn't give me this to try and make me forget that I was asking you when you'd last had a break. Lad. You know it's important. I've seen what you can get like. Whether that be from the physical exhaustion or more so the mental exhaustion of you continuously fighting and even fighting your own father. how he treats you. Even with things changing, you can't be expected to suddenly heal and talk to him as if he's never done anything wrong. I've been here for you many times. And my biggest regret, at least of this post-life, this second life, is that I could do nothing to shield you from it. I know it can be hard for you. Perhaps you feel as though if you're not constantly working, you're somehow wasting your time, not doing enough, or not feeling useful enough. I know I've certainly felt that. Feeling guilty for resting when many of our men were injured, upset, hurting, when I was hurting. But I like to think that I've learned for the better. You did have a request of me. Well, then, I suppose. Though, you do know you don't need to gift me anything for me to help you. I hope you know that. You've been having trouble resting. You've been trying, but that I can understand too. Sometimes when you've been exerting yourself so much, everyone thinks that if you physically tired yourself out, sleep should be easy, but it's not always that simple. Sometimes it can make you feel quite alive and wired. And sometimes, no matter how tired you get, you've still got certain thoughts alive in your mind. Whatever it is, I know sleep sometimes doesn't come easy, no matter how long we're lying in bed for. I've had many a night of lying awake staring at the stars or the ceiling of a tent. So you're not alone. You wanted more than just advice. Am I to assume that you if I can leave my post? Well, if my prince commands it. Just to be clear, are you asking me to help you fall asleep? Well, no, I wasn't sure if you meant it like that. You just want to feel safe and protected. Well, the fact that you wanted to feel like that and you came to me is, I'm glad that you feel that way with me. So, Would you like me to accompany you back to your room? I suppose. How do you want me? Not like that. As appealing as it is to see you flustered. Let me put this down. I suppose I'll take my cloak and sandals off. You let me know what's comfortable. There's no shame in it, asking to be held. Alright. Like that. There you are, lad. Sometimes it's just a comfort to have the warmth of another person. Or the weight, even. Whether that's feeling comforted by having something weighted, pressing down. Even just something solid to hold. There's no shame in any of this, and you're still just as strong, and I'm still as in awe of you as ever. And if you're ever worried about pulling me away from my post, or your father seeing us, any time I'm around Pat's neck of the woods, it's an expression. What I mean is, if you're ever passing through Lucium and I happen to be there, or even if it's just Pat, both of us are more than happy to give you a hold, or a cuddle, if you can find it in yourself to ask for it. Pat will probably know, even if you don't. Seems to have a way about knowing these things. And then play coy about it, and tease. Though he never means it in a malicious way. He's far much better at reading people than I am, I think. You just try and stay comfortable. That's it. I've got you, lad. You're safe.